The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Dr. Norman Chile, I talked with him just before the broadcast. He has just returned from a whirlwind tour, and he's on his way out again. Very shortly, probably within minutes. And because of that, he was unable to be on the air with us. I didn't know it until about 2 minutes before broadcast time. And Dr. Julie Pennick had been arranged by Dr. Shealy to sit in for hour number one. And John Reagan, is with us for hour number two. Thanks so much for being with us, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, you know, John, I've got to talk about loyalty for just a couple of minutes. Loyalty is really, really important to me. And I am very loyal to those around me until they're not loyal to me. Or even worse, if they're not loyal to someone who's part of USAprepares.com. John Reagan, you are among the most loyal of loyal of loyal people I know. You really, really are. And you're there, and you make sacrifices, personal sacrifices, to that end. And I want to thank you, and I appreciate it, and I want to congratulate you. It's not common that people are loyal. Mrs. Fennelli and I have been watching a Netflix series called House of Cards. And what it depicts is what Washington, D.C. is like, what Congress is like. And loyalty is almost non-existent. People will sell out their family and their friends for their own personal gain, which is something that we've been saying on this broadcast for years. We're saying that politicians are weak. They are so weak that they will tend to neglect their wives and their children, or their spouses and their children, for their own personal pleasures. And if you want to see what I'm talking about, I'm calling House of Cards a documentary on Congress. It's really fiction, but I believe it's absolutely accurate. It's just the names are changed to protect the guilty. I really mean that. So if you'd like to participate in a homework assignment, now there's a lot of sex in it, and I don't approve of it, and there's a lot of vulgarity, and I don't approve of it. However, I believe that it is representative of what is really happening with the filth that permeates the United States government in the District of Criminals. John, there's some noise in the background here at my end. There are backup alarms going on. There's excavation going on. Heavy equipment's here at the farm. And right outside the studio windows, there's excavation going on. And we're building a barn, and I mentioned before, this is the first day that it's overcast. It looks like it's going to rain at any time. But this is the first day that it hasn't rained seriously for weeks. It looks like a period of 1 month we will have possibly. We had 1 day of no rain, but rain every day for the last 3 weeks or so. except for one day here at the farm. We're unable to cut our hay because the ground is wet, the grass is wet, and it's serious. But it looks like right now there's a narrow window where we can excavate for the foundation and the footer for this barn. And the reason I'm saying this, many reasons. One is I have not applied for any permits whatsoever to build this barn. And it's not like it's a small barn. It's 120 feet long. It's 40 feet wide. There's going to be a concrete truck after concrete truck coming in here to bring concrete and rebar and other materials. We've been staging this for this for a while. I bought a used barn or a portion of a used barn from a farmer in Arkansas. And I did that to save money so I could put more money into the concrete walls of the barn. So I'm going to build a very substantial barn, but a lot of the other materials, like the trusses and so forth, are used. And the steel siding is used. But it's going to be a substantial barn with 4-foot-high concrete walls. So I haven't contacted or contracted with any government bureaucrats, inspectors, nor officers to submit plans, drawings, or anything else. I'm just building the barn. And I'm not going to contract with them or tell them. I mean, I've made a public announcement over worldwide radio that this is what I'm doing. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because I wonder how many of you have undertaken something like building any kind of a structure on your property, let me say it a different way, on your property without contacting the government to say, would it be okay by filling out some application to build, you know, like a building permit, obtaining a building permit. Have you done that? When we built our house here, we built the entire house without getting a building permit. We just built the house. It took us 18 months to, you know, get it under roof. So think about that. Why do you have to ask for permission and pay a fee and have these government minions come and inspect and detect and say, no, you can't put it there. That's too close. It's too close to this line, or it's too close to that line, or we think it's too tall, or we don't like the materials you're using, or whatever other reason. Now, not only am I going to build the barn, I'm going to run underground wire to connect the barn to other buildings on the property. I'm going to put in conduit. I'm going to do it according to the National Electric Code. I'm not going to skimp. I'm not going to do anything that is unsafe. I think the National Electric Code is correct. I agree with it. So I'm going to use conduit, and I'm going to actually build it above what the code requires. I'm also going to put in water. That means I'm going to do plumbing. So I'm not going to get an electrical permit. I'm not going to get a plumbing permit. I'm also going to put in compressed air underground from one building to another. So I don't have to have a compressor in the barn, but I can have compressed air in the barn. I'm going to put in hydrants, water, electricity, air, network, security system, all without a permit. And I think that's the way it should be for everybody. Now, I'm not suggesting that you go off and try to do something like I'm doing and get yourself in trouble. I'm just saying this is what I'm doing. Now, I don't believe any permits are required here in this part of Missouri. So I just wanted to share that with you. No one told us where we can and can't place our house. No one told us where or we can't place our barn. We as a family picked the location. We as a family are doing most of the work, except for some of the excavation and the concrete work. Other than that, we're doing the rest of the work. John, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you left out another reason why the government wants its nose in your business, so they can put their hand in your pocket.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because when you make an improvement that increases the value so they can charge you more rent in the form of property taxes.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's another thing. Now, every year, the tax assessor comes around here. She just shows up. And she says, have you finished the house? And we say, no. And here's what's interesting about that. And we're not going to finish the house. When we built the house, there's a lot of trim that's not finished. And so the house is probably 85% finished. So we're paying tax on whatever they have assessed us at times 85% because it's not finished. And I certainly would not let them inside. So they're not coming inside. They're going to have to take my word for it that it's not finished. And it's not finished. It's absolutely true. It's only 85% done. And it's staying there until I decide that I'm willing to pay more to these guys. So, believe it or not, we have a farmhouse that does not have paint on all the walls. Some of the walls, and you know, we're going to have this little get-together on July 6th with some of our instructors, and some of them are going to be here for the first time. And when Joel Wallach was here, he, you know, saw that we gave him a tour, and he saw some rooms are painted and some rooms aren't painted. Some rooms have spackle on the walls, and some have some trim, and some don't have trim, and that's just kind of the way it is. And but I think it's really neat that we're not paying taxes on a finished building when it's unfinished. So here's one of the things that I think, here's one of the points. I have challenged real estate property taxes in many of the locations where I've lived. And I'll say, well, let's go through this. How did you determine this final number? Let's go through every single step that you went through. And I'll let you know if I agree with you or not, because I live there. I know the property inside and out. I know the buildings inside and out. So I want to know why you're charging or assessing this much. And we'll talk about whether we agree or not. And I have been successful 100% of the time in getting my real estate taxes lowered because I've challenged the system. And you can do it too. Now, let's say your real estate taxes are $2,000. We'll just pick that number. And let's say you can get them reduced by 20%. So that's $400. But it's $400 this year, $400 next year, $400 the year after, and the year after. Actually, it's even more than that. As they increase the taxes, the percentage that you save is the same, but the dollars you save are more. So here's the point. Where else can you save $400 year after year after year for a one-time investment of about a half hour? Where can you do that? I don't know. So I suggest you consider challenging your real estate taxes, every single one of you. John Reagan and I will be right back. He's got a lot in store.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan's with us. John, you know, at the top of the hour, there was a news piece about fish contaminated with mercury. And it's like it's a surprise. You know, we have to be worried about fish in America being contaminated with mercury. So my question is, where has the EPA been all of these years? And you know, when you listen to these government minions, it just makes me sick to listen to these overpaid, underworked government minions. And they always say the same thing, you know, we need to do a better job. The politicians say, you know, we need to do a better job. Really? Well, why haven't they been doing a better job? Because if I had been as neglectful at anywhere that I've worked as an employee, they would have fired me immediately for carelessness, neglect, misconduct. Not these guys. Not these guys. These guys get away with it, including murder. John Reagan, what have you got up for us?
Well, just to comment on that, the rest of the story on mercury and fish, and I think it was about 5 years ago when I read about this, virtually all the fish in the United States has mercury contamination. That mercury is coming from coal-powered electric plants. Now, it's not American plants causing the problem. It's Chinese plants.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and
the closing of our coal plants isn't going to help things. And this also kind of ties in with Fukushima. Mercury is relatively heavy if you look at its weight on the periodic table. So when you look at things like strontium, uranium, plutonium, they're not very much different in weight. So if all of that mercury is getting over here, you can pretty much bet that radiation is too.
Mm-hmm. And that was another point that I was hoping we could make. And that is that if we're concerned about mercury, that's just one toxin. And it was underreported for all these years, right? And something else that's underreported is the radiation coming from Fukushima. We posted a map on the website, usapreparedness.com. I'll repost it as number one, about all the radiation in the air, real-time monitoring of radiation. It's unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. Some levels within the United States, the last time I looked at it a couple of days ago, were like evacuation levels. Can you imagine? And is ABC, CBS, NBC talking about that? I don't think so. So it's disturbing to me the lack of communication that we're getting about the serious impacts that affect our lives. And Dr. Julie Penick was on, and we were talking about cancer. Man, oh man, John, cancer's everywhere. I'm trying to think of a family I know that doesn't have cancer in it. Seriously. Can you think of one? I think it's hard to find one family that's cancer-free. Right? So what's on the agenda for today, John? I'm at your website.
Well, there were a lot of items we didn't get to Monday. In fact, I threw a whole lot up there, 20 items in all. And if I were in the court making an argument, these first 18 items on that list would be evidence. The last two, biosurveillance and billions of points, would be part of my closing argument. So we're not going to have time to go through all the evidence, but at least want to run down the list of what the evidence is. We didn't get the food fight. That's about using spy tech on the farm. The first one, you can sing to home on the range, drone on the farm. And just checking progress, which just checking progress talks about technology, including, drone tractors and, self-driving tractors, just like the Google car, all this technology for tracking the growth of crops and the movement of animals. It's very Orwellian. Moving down, we've got car hacking, which we have talked about before. What's different about this article, it's from a website that's very pro-augmenting humans with technology. And it says that hacking is reality, do not underestimate it. And below that, also car-related, is where have all the standards gone, which you can sing to where have all the flowers gone. Talks about the manual transmission, how it's getting harder and harder to find cars with it, partially because it used to be that you got a standard for better gas mileage, and today's automatics actually give you better gas mileage.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John, you were talking about manual transmissions and automatic transmissions. And back when American cars used to get about 14 miles per gallon with an automatic transmission, you could get about 2 miles per gallon better fuel economy if you had a manual transmission. And one of the reasons for that is there's less internal friction, less moving parts, the manual transmissions had a direct connection without any slipping between the engine and the driving wheels of the vehicle, assuming the clutch didn't slip. But under normal circumstances, the clutch did not slip. As with an American, I'm sorry, with an automatic transmission in an American car, there was some loss of efficiency, and it typically cost about 10% of the fuel economy. Your thoughts?
And that's true, but what's important about this, you now have to put it in context of the self-driving car and hacking of cars. Because if you have a manual transmission, you still have some control over the vehicle. If those are no longer available, then you've lost control.
You're absolutely right. And not only that, very few people today, very few young people know how to drive a manual transmission vehicle. And one of the things that we did in our family was we made sure that everyone knew how to drive a tractor and a manual transmission.
And they get to be painful to drive during rush hour.
Well, yeah, you know, depending on the amount of effort to depress that clutch pedal, it can be a challenge if you're going slightly uphill and bumper to bumper stop and go traffic. I've been there. I used to drive my AMX. I still have it, which had a really strong clutch, and it was tough sometimes in traffic, but we did it anyway. I had a Jeep. 1954 Jeep with a really stiff clutch, and I have a big farm tractor with a really stiff clutch. So, but we can't do it, right, John?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. What's next?
Let me run down the list. Remember Firefox, which is referenced to a movie back in the 80s where Clint Eastwood went to the Soviet Union and stole a plane that was controlled by the mind. Well, that's coming into reality. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Gecko Man. Talks about a suit that people can put on and climb buildings versus Insecto Man talks about another pair of arms that can be strapped on. The next is talks about a Facebook listening feature where Facebook will listen into what's going on TV music-wise and put up posts for you. Google 3D talks about 3D scanning sensors for tablets that maps inside of buildings. So you talk about street map on steroids. And Vodafone confesses talks about the existence of secret wires that allow state surveillance. So that was the evidence leading up to where this all is leading. Because, and I picked these because I don't want you to think, this is just John Reagan got a hold of some Colorado cigarettes and is thinking about what could possibly happen. No, this is what is going on. Under biosurveillance, this talks about a proposed national health security strategy. And the deadline on comment for this was May 21st, so that has passed. But further down the article, it talks about the national strategy for biosurveillance. It's from July 2012. And biosurveillance is defined as a process of active data gathering with appropriate analysis interpretation of biosphere data that might relate to disease activity and threats to human or animal health, whether infectious, toxic, metabolic, or otherwise, and regardless of intentional or natural origin, in order to achieve early warning of health threats, early detection of health events, and overall situational awareness of disease activity. So we are talking about monitoring everything in the biosphere, plants, animals, humans, because it's a matter of national security. And that's the government side of it. The billions of points talks about all this big data gathering by companies, and a lot of this is brokered in order to better market to people, because they know more about you than you know about yourself. It's kind of like, go ahead.
You're absolutely right. On the way home from Ziggy's, I got a lag bolt in a tire, which is, you know, my question is did someone intentionally put a lag bolt where I couldn't see it and I backed up over it and got a flat tire on the way home really, really late at night? Was that intentional? But here's the really interesting thing. As I search the internet, I am getting lots and lots of ads popping up about tires. Now, I have not searched for the purchase of any tires. Are they reading my mind that that's something I need to consider or what? So I'm getting ads that are targeted to things I am doing based on my behavior. There's no question about it. So you're right. And I remember back in the 1980s, like 1984, 1985, where a vice president of marketing was at the bank where I was employed, and he was talking about tracking customers' purchases by what they bought, where they bought it, and when they bought it on their credit cards. And it was going on back then for sure. I was there. First-hand experience. I know it's true. So we were tracking customers back then, not in my department, but in the marketing department. That was many, many years ago, about 30.
And it does talk about banks using that too. Based on your situation, if you've got financial problems, when you get online, you may see an ad for a subprime loan. If, on the other hand, you're doing well, you may get an ad for a premium credit card.
So they are tracking us at an increasing rate. It's unbelievable. The databases that are maintained on our behavior. Now, I was talking to one of my friends who lives across the Atlantic, and we were talking about cell phones. He said, "Vinny, you got to get rid of your cell phone because they're tracking everything." And, John, I mentioned this, and I want to mention it again so that our class can think about it. When we have our little event on the July 6th, celebrating Independence Day here at the farm with our instructors, they're going to see a sign on the door that reminds them cell phones are not allowed in the house. Now, the reason for that is because the camera's on the front of the phones, the camera's on the back of the phones. And on Monday, at the meetup, I stopped what I was doing. I was on stage. I stopped what I was doing. I picked up my cell phone, and I stood in the middle of the room, and I said, "Uh-huh. Okay." And I rotated 360 degrees slowly, very slowly. And when I made the full 360 the first time, I said, "That's one." And I did it again, and I explained that what I just did with my cell phone, had my camera been turned on, is I would have videoed everything that was going on at that time at Ziggy's. Every single person would have been videoed as I did a 360-degree rotation twice in the middle of the room, very slowly, as I acted as if I were on the phone, taking a phone call in the middle of my monologue at Ziggy's. So I just want to share with our class that your camera and your microphone can be turned on at any time without your knowledge, and it has been proven, and we've discussed it on the air. So I just want to remind everybody of that. So please continue.
I guess to even take another step, back when I was growing up in Southeast Texas, I don't know what it was like where you were. It was pretty common in conversation sooner or later that it would come up that money is the root of all evil.
The pursuit
and
of money.
It's the love of money, which I found out a few years later. You know, I was very young and hadn't gone through a bunch of Sunday school classes that talked about some, you know, more adult-type topics. Well, it's the greed, that the lust for things that leads to the problems.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from that, you can take the attitude that, you know, it's not money that's the problem. It's what you do with it. What's your attitude about it? And we can look at technology and we try to apply the same standard. You know, it's not the technology that's good or bad. It's what you do with it, whether it's a gun, a car, or a computer. But there's another level beyond that, because we live in a fallen world, and this technology being used in a fallen world, and it looks like when you start doing more and more research that this technology was introduced to mankind by fallen angels, which explains a lot too, that for whatever good you can get out of this technology, there's many, many times the destructive power that can be used against people with this technology. The weaponization of all of this is always a part of the equation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And John, it reminds me that if someone installed a camera in a person's house without their knowledge, or in their bedroom, or in their shower, that would be illegal. But not what they're doing.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
From hackers and identity thieves to government spies, your online privacy has never been more at risk. Go to UnseenNow.com and learn how their unparalleled encryption tools can keep your communications totally secure. UnseenNow.com offers email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage all for free. It's never been more important to lock down your digital life, and now you can. Stop Big Brother in his tracks. Learn how at UnseenNow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds,
dirty.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
John, I've just got to mention this, that I just put a post on the website. You know, Hillary wants to be president, and she's foul-mouthed. I just find it revolting that anybody would support Hillary Clinton for president. She's like the worst thing that could happen next to what just did happen with Barry. So there's a post, foul-mouthed Hillary, and on the website. So please continue, John.
And if you're talking about you know, how cell phones can be used to spy on you and all that, but it's very difficult to get by without using one because there's so much convenience in that. And it's been that way for a long time. You think about farming before the automobile. When it was time to get produce to market, you had to hitch up your horses and go down to the town and do your delivery and then go back to the farm, and you're very limited on how much you could take and how long it took you to get there because the horses could only go so fast. Well, then with the internal combustion engine, you now have these trucks that you could load up with more produce and you could drive faster. You could make more trips in a day. So if you embrace the technology, you're able to do more at a lower cost. And if you didn't embrace the technology, you couldn't compete. So the ultimate answer is to not play the game, which involves sacrifice. And the example in modern-day America would be looking at Amish communities. You know, they have chosen to keep their religion and their families intact rather than turn to all the modern conveniences of what the world has to offer. And I believe that the rest of us are going to be facing those choices sooner than we think.
John, let's talk about You've been to the farmhouse, and I had the opportunity to buy kitchen cabinets from the Mennonites, who were not using electricity to build cabinets. I could have bought them from Home Depot. I could have bought them from Lowe's, or I could have bought them from another company that makes cabinets in the area. And I chose to buy them from the Mennonites. And they built our cabinets without electricity whatsoever, including the lighting. The lighting that they used was gas lamps. And I had them install them, and they brought a gasoline-powered compressor to drive an air-powered saw to cut the finished material here on the farm when they installed it. So they brought their own equipment. They didn't even use our electricity and would not use our electricity for their drills, and we had the same saws. No, they brought all that stuff with them. And have you seen the kitchen cabinets, John, here at the farm?
And they're gorgeous.
They're absolutely magnificent. They are better quality, better built, better finished, better wood, better everything than Home Depot had to offer, Lowe's had to offer. And these were built by hand. And they truly are very, very well made. So what I'm saying is we can go back. We can. It will just take a little bit longer. And it's more difficult. But we do not have to succumb to the surveillance system. We really don't. When it comes to washing my car, I am going to wash it, but I'm not going to wash the license plates. I want to make it, if my license plates get dinged and dented and banged up, well, that's the way they're going to stay. Because they'll be harder to read with these automatic license plate scanners. And I'm resisting the surveillance state every way I can. And tomorrow, I go to Laclede Electric because they want to know more about me so that they can post the information for the election for the board of directors. I'd like to suggest that all of you consider running for every office you can. Tax collector, assessor, everything. Do not let these government minions run unopposed. Give them a run for their money. And you don't even have to take political contributions. You can do it the way I'm doing it. Thanks so much, John Reagan. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.